Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 323, part 2, the conclusion to Time. Today is Sunday, December 22nd, 2013.
There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth. The thief, he kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now, the hour is getting late. Tower, princes kept the view, while all the women came and went, barefoot servants too. Outside in the distance, a wild cat did growl. Two riders were approaching, the wind began to howl.
How can you relate to people at Stillwater if you don't enter in? I can remember years ago going out to Stillwater with some other ministers out there, and they got into this real heavy legal things and pointing a finger and pounding and beating their tables and everything else. And I said, hey, can I have a turn at this? Now, granted that these guys all made mistakes, the only difference between them and us is that we didn't get caught. And that we're all saved by the grace of God. Period. And it doesn't matter what they did, it's what they're going to do with the time they have here. Not when they get out, but what they're going to do with the time they have here. Right now. Well, tomorrow, we always say, boy, I'll tell you, it was a string message. Come tomorrow, I am going to get off it. And we mean well and everything, and we really buckle down, and we get into our housework, and, oh, I feel so good about myself, and the next day you go into a slump. It starts all gradual, and it gains speed until you're right back in bed again. Until you're walking around half the day with old dirty slippers on and a torn house robe, until you have to call up 3 times a week and tell the boss, some of you guys, I can't make it, I didn't get up in time. Well, come in and get your time then. This time's up. I trusted you to do a job and you didn't do it. And the Lord feels the same way. You lose your job. You lose your life if you don't enter in. Doesn't it interblend our lives to meet the needs of others? Isn't that your life? Oh, my God. Proverbs 12 here, and let's look at verse 18. There is one who speaks rashly like the thrust of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Does what you say bring healing? Then you're not wasting time. And so legalists, you can speak rashly like the thrust of a sword, but it's a waste of time. But the tongue of the wise brings healing. Truthful lips, it says, will be established forever. But a lying tongue is only for a moment. Wow. In Proverbs 13 and 7, listen to this. There is one who pretends to be rich but has nothing. Another pretends to be poor but has great wealth. The ransom, and I like this, the ransom of a man's life is his riches. Your life is your treasure. The poor hears no rebuke. Health, in other words, is trusteeship. What you say to people. You are entrusted with good words. When they then perform with a smile towards you, doesn't that bring health into your body? Don't you feel good about yourself? Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. Health is trusteeship. Well, I heard a guy say, my health is my own. If I choose to neglect it or ruin it, that's no one's business but mine. So if I drink, so if I smoke, so if I overeat, so what if I worry? My life. I think this foolish boast, I think of ownership, couldn't even be justified by Robinson Crusoe. He just stayed on an island all by himself out there, you know. The ship went by. Go, 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 go. Hide, hide. Hey, hey. Huh? Sort of a hiding away. And why do people like that show? Because they'd like to get away from it all and not enter into trusteeship, meeting the needs of others, and just sort of ride on giraffes and big birds and have fun out there. And you know, just out there. And then when the pirates come, roll logs on them and get up in the tree. Oh, isn't this fun? Mom and Dad and coconuts and whatever. Oh, wouldn't that be nice to get away from it all and not be entrusted to do anything for anybody else, just for ourselves? And so we dream about wonderful Hawaii. Lakaha lahanda hu manahi ohini kaluki sambaroki alahu la la lulu lulu lu ha. But what good are you out there eating that roast pig? Yeah, he might have been rescued, getting back to old Robinson Crusoe, Robin Crusoe here, but he didn't want it. And I think we have no right to willfully, or I should say carelessly, to injure our own health than we have to injure the health of someone else, because we have a trusteeship, we have a job. There's a time allotted to us. When I think about the drinker. Well, the drinker, of course, is a burden to his own family. And coming out of that myself, I can honestly speak from it. Wrecks the car, may kill someone. Oh, that's my own business, though, isn't it? Yeah. Makes everybody a nervous wreck, walks around with his fist doubled up. I'll punch you in the mouth, sis. big old red nose, bloodshot eyes, bills that don't get paid, comes home from work late, ends up with an alcoholic twitch, swears, shouts, and yells, and throws another double whiskey and a water wash down that big, below that big red nose hanging off his face. And he says, what I do with my body is my own beep beep, honk honk, double beep business. And so then the man dies early of cirrhosis of the liver and leaves a pile of bills, nervous bunch of kids, frail, pale wife, a shivering dog, and a funeral bill. Now, you drunks out there, take it from old hangover, hang under, hang onto the sidewalk, Paul. Give it up because you have greatness. You have potential and you have greatness. Now, I'm not talking about positive thinking. I'm talking about trusting in the Lord so He can use you as a trustee. You out there picking that garbage down there on Skid Row. Yes, you at the Salvation Army drinking your soup with both hands. Yes, you there thinking about pawning the very radio that you're listening to this message on. Listen, you all have greatness. You all have trusteeship. You all have time. And ditto to you potheads, and ditto to the glue heads, and to the homosexuals. You listen, I tell you right now, you have greatness. Others are suffering on your account. Realize your greatness. If we are great in causing suffering, can't we be just as great and bringing joy and meeting the needs of others? Yeah, and wealth is trusteeship too, isn't it? You out there with all kinds of money. Green. Ecclesiastes 5 and 19. Furthermore, as for every man to whom God has given riches and wealth, He has also empowered him to eat from them and to receive his reward and rejoice in his labor. This is the gift of God. For he will not often consider the years of his life because God keeps him occupied with gladness of his heart. You out there that have great wealth, spend it on the good things of life for others, for your loved ones. Go ahead, spend it on your family, spend it on your loved ones, but there is an overflow. I can honestly tell you right now, if you are a giver, you will always have an overflow. Always. Did you ever think about your mom, how she never runs out of money? No, she's got some money there. She's always got some money in her purse. How does she do it? Did you ever think about that? Huh? You think she steals it out of Dad's pockets at night? It's a mystery. No, you know why she gets it and why she has it? Because she's always giving. You always go to your mom. Mom, You got $5, and they'd somehow get out of his purse or dig down inside. There'd always, it's like a bottomless, there's always money in there because they're giving. They always have some money tucked away somewhere. Oh, just a minute, and I'll go in a room or something. They go in the room, and then it's very mysterious. Then they come back out, and they have money. Where do you hide yours, Bonnie? Oh. Huh? If you're a good trustee, you're always going to have some kind of an overflow. Not $1 million, maybe. But there's always a little bit left. Yeah. There's always a little bit left. You want to ensure that little bit? Be giving. Sure, give to your church. I don't care who you give to. I'm just preaching for people on the radio to give. Man, that'd be a miracle if you gave to anybody. So, I mean, don't worry about giving it. Don't use me as your excuse. Be an anonymous giver. Give it to Africa or China or whatever. But give. You're entrusted with it. And then when you give somebody something, don't treat them like, it's the IRS getting some money out of you, okay? Do it with a spirit of gladness. The Bible says God loves a cheerful giver. Oh, now here comes a collection plate. Here they are again on TV with these Ethiopians. I mean, hey, why don't they take care of their own people? And the people that say that a lot of times, I believe what they say has some truth in it, but they do neither one. Why not be glad you're able to give? Why not sit and count your blessings? Why not bring new courage to someone that's struggling? You think you're struggling? There's always somebody in a worse way than you are. Isn't there? Well, we were talking about this today, Janine and me. That there's someone that's always in a worse situation than we are. Isn't there? Can you think of somebody that's in a worse situation than you are right now? Well, I can. Might be someone laying in an iron lung. Now, you that are listening that are in the iron lung, you got something to give too. You still have time. Be a dawn of hope to somebody that's weary and faint-hearted and weak at the knees. A new chance and a new inspiration to someone to pull through a crisis situation in their life instead of being a damnable hindrance. My God, there are so many people that are hindrances instead of helps. Do you find that true? So many people, an old Christian world, why be a hindrance when you can be of help? And so wealth is a responsibility. And it's no easy task, the trusteeship of wealth. Because you see, you can't give everybody what they ask for either. It's like your children. You give them everything they ask for, and they just turn out to be spoiled brats, whining and crying and biting you in the leg and hating you, probably shoot you in the head. And then they become dependent upon you. And so then you're stuck with a 50-year-old brat there with diapers on. You ever try to change a man's diaper when he's 50 years old, weighing 210 pounds? Kicking and yelling and screaming. You promised, huh? Well, citizenship, again, is trusteeship, isn't it? Are you hearing this? That's more than being born in the USA. Is there a song like that, Sue? Born in the USA, born in the USA. Well, what are you doing about it? Yes, I was born, 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 like a stuck record. In the USA. What are you doing about it? And so some have no public spirit whatsoever, but they are very apt criticizers. Now, if you'd ask me, well, no one asks you. If I could only be president for a day, sort of like queen for a day, God help the country if someone like that would be president for a day. I mean, I think police should take lessons from Kojaks. Listen, you out there, don't complain if you are not involved. You have no right to complain. You're just wasting more time, and it's adding up against you. Well, friendship, trusteeship, isn't it? Are you trusted with friends? What are you going to do with your friends? Is there a song like that? Friendship, friendship, huh? Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee, huh? Friendship. Well, it's easy to sing about it, but it's another thing to be a good friend. Because sometimes your friends don't do exactly what you want them to do. And you might give this friend dollar after 10, after 15, after 20, after $100, and that one time you don't have a penny to give him, you have created an enemy. He don't want to see your face turn me down after giving and giving and giving to me, and I ask him for a lousy penny, and he wouldn't give it to me. I didn't have it, man. And they don't believe you. You created yourself. I mean, friendship is trusteeship. How good of a friend are you? How is it people can call themselves a friend and the next minute they're not a friend? How is that? Well, you embarrassed me and stuff. And so I can't call you my friend. I'm not going to play with you no more because you were naughty and you embarrassed me. Yes. So I'm just going to pretend like I don't even know you, like you never existed ever, ever, and ever. And you can do so many things for people, and all of a sudden they are not your friend. Oh, boo-hoo, I don't care. I mean, they're entrusted with it. I'm entrusted with it. I'm not complaining about it. I'm just saying that that's the way it is. And I don't want to be in the same boat as having a friend and then all of a sudden not being a friend. How can that be? I mean, have we gone completely crazy in this country? Here again, there again, gone again, Flanagan in this country? Oh, isn't that your friend? No more. No, he doesn't exist as far as I'm concerned. No. No, I don't want nothing to do with her. Hey. Well, I thought you guys were friends. Didn't you go to kindergarten together and high school and college and... Didn't you go through hard times together? Don't mean nothing. Oh. Isn't that pretty shallow? Do you think God is going to judge that? Oh, yes. That is a talent that you were given. You have the trusteeship. The time, in other words, equaling your life. And what did you do with your life? What did you do with your friend? No greater love at the man than he would die for his friend. Die for him. I'm not talking about being embarrassed for him. I'm talking about dropping dead, getting shot in the head for him. Jumping on a hand grenade for him. That's what I'm talking about. What will you do? Isn't it funny how friends disappear? Now you need some money. And, you know, just one of those hard things come up. Hi. I want to help you just as soon as I can, but golly, right now, and then the wife is on the other end. Put a bag over her head and give that man some money. Let her be the unknown comedian, okay? But don't you let your friend down. I remember years ago I was accused. I used to pick up stragglers and bring them in all the time. My brother used to say, "Man, where do you meet these people at?" I said, "Dave, these are my friends. These people? Look at them. Oh, this girl, you know, this is in my old days. And look at this woman. I mean, she's on this stool, and she's wet herself, and she sat there for hours, and you call her a friend. She smells like an outhouse." "Steve," I says, "you don't understand. This is my friend." I mean, they're actually glad to see me when I come in. What do you want me to do? Say they don't exist? Because they got weak kidneys? Sometimes they get health problems we don't want around. He used to be my friend. He was my friend, but now he wears one of these bags on his side, or she wears a bag on her side, and the waste goes in there, and it kind of smells once in a while, you know? It's embarrassing to go out with him now. I'll never forget, I was sitting in a cafe and this guy had no arms. So he didn't want any help, and he had something like goulash there, and he just took his face and dropped it in a plate and started eating. And this guy was sitting with him like nothing went on. Everybody's looking like, "Wow, goodness sakes, is this ridiculous or what? Is this terrible? Is this sickening? Is this nauseating or what?" And the guy got done eating, and the guy kept right on talking, took a wet towel, wiped his face off, and rubbed it real clean, like the old fire engine deal, you know, like Mom used to give you, clean y'all, here comes the fire engine, and he wiped him all off, and they went out. Why? It was his friend. Oh my, are you hearing this? No, friendship must be nurtured as we care for a plant, or it will die. What are you doing with your time? What are you doing with your friend? Isn't this sort of a friendship? Isn't that sort of a joint trusteeship of two people? It's a joint trusteeship. Now we're getting into a little wider range of trusteeship. Two people it takes. Over a very rare, oh my, how rare it is now, a very rare possession. And they both have it. Do you know what a great thing that is to have a friend? Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. He is with us all the while. What a friend we have in Jesus. He is with us all the while. He won't leave or won't forsake us. Huh? What are you doing with Jesus? What are you doing with your friend? What are you doing with the poor and the lame and the halt and the prisoner and the widow? No, I tell you, with friendship, each one has got to do his part, because neither can do it all. I think sometimes people like premiums. The premiums that the friendships can give them, but they don't want the assessments. They dodge those. It costs something to have a friend. And when a friend becomes burdened or has hard luck, people fade. Well, I'll tell you, the world ain't no dummy. It calls it like it is. Fair weather friends. Bandwagon dudes. They jump on the bandwagon when everything is going swell and the horns are blowing and the saxophones are playing and the flautist is flouting. And the drums are playing and oh my, they're just patriotically a friend to the very end until that friend gets in trouble. And then bye-bye. And so I think they think more of what they can get than of what they can give. And they do not fill their thoughts over what this beautiful friendship really means. It's been entrusted. This friend has been entrusted to you. And they never know really the joy of seeking ways to enrich it with a constant acts of expression and service. Preachers, we have to allow ourselves to be friendly to the poor. It is our good service to do that. And when we do that, we are fulfilling what God has us called to do. So don't you see going on that love is trusteeship? Those who yearn for it, struggle, I should say, to attain it, and have the joy in its possession may start to act like an owner. When you own love, you don't smother somebody with it. Something you share. But love, again, is not a fully paid-up insurance policy of insured happiness. And so we gladly go on paying the premiums of a new thoughtful expression to overcome something with and service. Well, why do we do that? Because, see, if we fade and become commonplace, it will become old sweater. It will become old faded jeans. It will become old sneakers, old fisherman's hat, old hat. Comfortable. Huh? Take them for granted. Oh, they're always there when I want them. How many are hearing this? Are you hearing this message tonight? I'm just about closing. And so trusteeship, friends, must become a clear vision of the mind, a dominant sentiment of the heart, a radiant, let's say, purpose of your soul, or we shall ever miss the real joy and dignity of living. Yeah, we lose it. And so it's our responsibility. It means being one's best in order that we may think best, act best, live best, love best, do best. And it also dignifies the poorest of lives. It makes the great life sublime. I think he who has a mighty influence for good and uses it merely for petty selfish ends is false to his trusteeship. And he who has a talent and leaves it wrapped up in laziness or neglect of procrastination is an unfair steward. And he who putters away his life meaninglessly, kicks it around like an old can. You know, when it really, it's diamonds. Your life is diamonds. It's a treasure. It's time allotted to you. You can do something with it. You can trust in the Lord. He can make you a trustee. Well, these people that don't do that, they really don't live. They exist. I think then we are, to a greater degree, more I think than we realize, custodians of the happiness of others. The happiness of others has been entrusted to us. Have you ever looked at it that way? You want to be happy? Make somebody else happy. Don't you do that with your little ones? I used to do that with you, Debbie. I'll go in there and make you happy. You start to cry? I'll go in there and make you happy. You know what? Make me happy. You weren't crying. I could go to sleep. Yeah. There's a reward in it, in other words. My job, my duty, I'm entrusted in making other people happy. And we're so caught up in making ourselves happy. I'm not happy. Am I? Whoa. Am I? Whoa. Tell one you. Am I? Whoa. Am I? Whoa. Gee, you're blue. Well, get out of here before you're black and blue. That's exactly what the Lord says. You can get the rod. See, it's part of our trusteeship. No man can live for himself alone. And he never alone pays the penalty of his wrongdoing. Oh, at this late hour in the history of man, in this time element, and time is running out according to the scriptures even now as I read. What are you doing with your time? You're never going to receive the whole of the good that you do. No, you're not going to. Your rewards, it says in the Bible, are in heaven. Because see, you waste time collecting your rewards down here. What are you standing in line for?
Well, I come to get my government cheese. No, I come to get my reward.
And you're waiting around for your reward, wasting time. Line, ding, ding, line 7, take your number. And that's where Christianity is now. And I'm waiting for the Lord. Oh, I did this and this and this. And I put a time bomb on this. I said, Lord, at 3:00, according to my faith, I want this prayer according to the word of God answered. I boldly storm into the throne of heaven and command. Huh? That's a waste of time. Your reward is not now. It's after. What a mere existence. To be waiting for rewards all the time. What do I get out of it? I did good. Didn't I do good? Isn't it great when your kid does something, he doesn't expect something for it? My dad, I would be probably 11 or 12 years old. He'd leave me and say, okay, now you're in charge of the cafe. I'm going home. It ain't going to be too busy. I want this done. I want that done. You're in charge of the waitresses. Some of these great big old gals. My dad trusted me. When he came back in again, I made sure that everything was done right because he trusted me. And I want it done when I come back. Just do it. I don't care how you get it done. Just get it done. Okay. You ever try to make a bunch of women work when you're 11 years old? I can't make them work right now. I'm 50-some years old. How old am I anyway? God, I don't know. But it got done because I was trusted to do the job. See, there is always an overflow that we can't control. But there also is the character of that which we can control. I think there are so many pillows right now, and I'm closing, so many pillows that are wet, even tonight as I preach, because of our unkind words. I think there are many hearts heavy with the pain because of our injustices that we have done to each other. I think the sunshine of someone's whole day is darkened by our anger at times. And I think some doubt all humanity because of our ingratitude, our disloyalty to our time. I think there may be someone's heart silenced, the song of their heart silenced because of our selfish tempers. I think we have no more right to make others suffer from our moods and our glooms and our meannesses and our mads. We have no more right to run around like that than a mad dog. I think we should chain ourselves up until we're tame so we won't injure others. And so a trusteeship is never satisfied by doing things that hurt. Oh, that's probably good enough for beginners, but poor as a finality. And I think also the graveyards are filled with people who are doing no harm. And so it is not what a man is or has, but how he uses it that is the final test of his living. Time. Now that doesn't mean that trusteeship doesn't mean that we are like stained glass saints, living a life of constant self-sacrifice and self-denial. We don't have to carry the world like Charles Atlas on our backs. We don't have to weigh every word we say. God knows I don't weigh every word. So trusteeship simply means our time. Getting the most out of life by putting our most into life. Doesn't God say, love one another even as I have loved you? That's trusteeship. Hasn't God told us to bear one another's burdens? Hasn't God said, confess your faults to one another? Hasn't he said, go preach the gospel unto all creation? Doesn't he say, be instant in prayer? Doesn't he say, believe and act and have faith and rejoice evermore? Doesn't he say, sing and clap and give a joyful noise unto the Lord? Well, that's what comes of being a good, faithful trustee. And that's the end of the message. What are you doing with your time? It's your time. Isn't there a song like that? My time. Rudy Valley. My time is your time. My time is your time. How are you singing that in a megaphone? Well, shouldn't we be singing that? Have you got time to talk to me for a minute? My time is your time, huh? Way back then. Is there anyone in here tonight who doesn't know Jesus as their personal Savior? You can know him in 30 seconds.
There you have it. That was the conclusion to episode 323. That was part two to time. You can listen to Pastor Paul's podcast every Friday for part one and every Sunday for part two. If you missed part one, just go to www.pastorpaul.blogspot.com, and there you're going to find all of Pastor Paul's podcasts, show notes, and scripture links. You can also find the podcast by going to the website, which is www.pastorpaul.org. Up at the top of the homepage, you'll find links to the blog and the podcast. Be sure to subscribe to Pastor Paul's podcast. Join us next Friday for part one of Self-Respect. Have a beautiful week, a Merry Christmas, and God bless you.
You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You might be a socialite with a long string of pearls, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Maybe a rock and roll addict prancing on the stage, money, drugs at your command, women in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high degree thief. They may call you doctor or they may call you chief, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You may be a state trooper, it may be a young Turk, maybe the head of some bigger TV network. You may be rich or poor, you may be blind or lame, maybe living in another country under another name, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Maybe a construction worker working on a home. Might be living in a mansion, you might live in a dome. You may own guns and you may even own tanks. You may be somebody's landlord, you may even own banks, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You may be a preacher, spiritual pride. Maybe a city councilman taking bribes on the side. Maybe working in a barber shop, you may know how to cut hair. You may be somebody's mistress, maybe somebody's heir, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Wear cotton, might like to wear silk, might like to drink whiskey, might like to drink milk, might like to eat caviar, you might like to eat bread, maybe sleeping on the floor, sleeping in a king size bed, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve,
yes, indeed,
somebody.
You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve.
It may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Now you may call me Terry, or you may call me Timmy. You may call me Bobby, or you may call me Zimmy. You may call me RJ, you may call me Ray. You may call me anything, no matter what you say. Still gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, and it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.